Good evening, everybody. It's Monday night. It's Planet FM 104.6. It is third and for a long time. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Darren. Did you end up going into work today? Did you call a sick day?
No sick days for me today.
Are you sure? I thought you may. You might not want to face Roll Tide all day.
Oh, no. I worked and it loosely came up in a conversation of which I then went... It was presented to me as that football game of which I went, I have no understanding of what that football game is. I hope it doesn't come up in the spin wheel thing.
I wasn't sure if you just wanted to get it out of the way. It was
it's just the worst.
It was terrible.
It was awful. The whole game was awful.
Oh, it was really bad. I don't even, what happens to your starting QB now? He must have fallen so far in the draft, it's not even funny.
I think by benching him yesterday, that they've already decided that it's time to move on.
But the other QB might not want to forfeit a year of eligibility because if he plays out.
Yeah.
Is there anything? So he might not want to play this
LSU
year.
In totality is an absolute mess at the moment. Absolute mess. You've got the governor saying crazy things. He tried to choose the AD. The AD, then the board disagreed.
Saints did win, though. So there's something going well in Louisiana.
I cannot wait if that game comes up. I have a lot to say about that.
Oh, you have a lot of opinions.
I have a lot to say about that.
Do you
that
have
game.
Any opinions about the new name of the Washington Commanders Stadium?
Yes. No, well, that's going to be interesting. The Donald J. Trump Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be interesting. And today he was at the game.
Yes. First time ever, really.
That's right. So he's obviously on a mission to get that stadium name because apparently it's only happening because of him.
Yes. I didn't think anyone questioned that.
No. It's not like 42 million people in America haven't just lost their ability to eat. So...
No.
No. Give me a number up to 100 of how much chance it's going to happen that that stadium gets called the Donald J. Trump or
I don't know, because the Trump NFL stadium. Are not great fans of him in general, like the whole league. It's not like fans or anything to do with politics, because he has tried to purchase NFL teams in the past and has been shut out by the owners. So it will actually be very interesting if he gets the stadium named after him, because it is heavily funded by the government, so he can probably from that angle, but I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 40.
40% chance?
40% chance.
Okay.
You have a hold an opinion? No?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, because the NFL, like I say, the ownership do not like him. It's very interesting, but they don't. Because he tried to buy the Bills at one point, he's tried to buy someone else at one point. It's not been good for him.
The NFL, we'll come to what we're going to do tonight, has been wild since Thursday night America time Friday. They've either been the worst games of the season.
Oh, the Thursday night was.
Or the just... ridiculous amount of points. I actually made a look today to see what the most amount of points scored in a singular week was. It was week one, 2012. There were 791 points.
2012.
I don't know what was going on. The only thing, though, is that is all when all 32 teams are playing, whereas today only 28 were playing. So I'm going to be interested. So this afternoon's game certainly didn't help the points differential. What a toilet game that was. But when I looked earlier, I had a brief look. It was about 180 short of that. So now it's about 155. So unless tomorrow's game is like off the chart.
Yeah, no,
but then there's two games missing as well. So I'm going
to
go back and do average points per game and see if it kind of gets there.
You're really a stats person, aren't you?
I do.
Like, just so...
I have lots of stats tonight.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Do you have lots of people to fire?
There's some people that have got to go. We've got to have some hard conversation. We're at the halfway point of the season. We have to have some hard conversations.
Can we talk about our team for a second? The Browns?
That's a hard conversation that needs to happen.
I think it's a hard conversation we should have right now, since it's our team. Do you think Stefanski should go?
Well, he's taken back... he's given up or taken
no,
back. He's given up play calling.
Up.
Yeah, he's given up play calling. And wow, I mean, we don't really want to get into the games too early, but like, what was that?
I don't know.
What was that? I mean, How do you lose to a quarterback that throws for 54 yards?
And they had negative
total.
Yards. Yeah. For like almost three full quarters, the Jets had negative yards.
This is the second time this season that Justin Fields has been under 50 total yards for a
terrible.
Game.
It's really bad. And it's not even like Gabriel actually played that badly. Like, it wasn't like he was terrible or anything.
Well, the Browns, everyone's been going on about, oh, they've got the best defense in the NFL, or they're one of the top five. They give up a 99-yard kickoff return. Give up a 70-odd-yard punt return.
It's a special team's really got them today, but I don't even know if you play Shadur, if there's much of a change, really, with the Browns.
The Browns mustered 3 points in the second half.
Yep.
And the Jets got 12 first downs the entire game.
Can I tell you a fun stat I found for you that you would like? If Breece Hall had been traded to the Chiefs, that would have meant they wouldn't have got 125 of their total 169 yards today. So if he had gone to the Chiefs last week, that would be them done. Like, they would have genuinely got 40 yards of total offense.
The crazy thing in this game is the Jets were favourites at 1-7.
Yeah.
They were the favourites at 1-7. And the over-under for total points was 36.5. And somehow they managed to score 47. These two teams are toilet.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Terrible.
I don't actually know what team's worse, though.
Justin Fields is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Even worse than Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah.
I think Dylan Gabriel's all right.
Yeah, worse. He's number 32 that started to... 28, who started today.
Yeah.
Or this week. That's toilet. Like, I just can't get my head around how this happened. The Browns have now lost. Oh, no, before this, they had lost. Where is it? Where's the stat I had? They'd lost 7 straight games by 13 or more points.
Yeah.
I mean, this was only 7. I mean, these are just terrible teams. The NFL this year is not good.
Do you know what's very strange, though? The Browns have, like, a few quite good quality players. Like, Carson Swissinger, potential Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate. Like, spectacular as a rookie defensive player. Miles Garrett is fabulous. Their rookie running back's not too bad, Quinton Judkins. Like, their rookie tight end isn't too bad. Like, I don't actually understand with the Browns. There's actually some pieces there. They just seem to be missing a stellar quarterback. And I think maybe the coaching is just not.
Is it time for Stefanski to go?
I don't think Stefanski's a bad coach. I just think Cleveland's broken him.
Cleveland breaks everybody.
I think it does, yeah.
But didn't the Jets get rid of their two best players?
Yeah.
And they still
won.
But there again.
It was great for the Jets GM, right? Like, you actually look, we got rid of our two best players, and hello, we still won.
But what I can't get is an entire game of football. You throw the... This happened a lot of times today.
Yeah.
6 of 11.
It's not good.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is that? 6 of 11, 54 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Garbage. Believe it or not, there was a team that won this week that had less first downs in an entire game. What is going on with the NFL this season? It is weird.
Oh, it's very strange. I think it's because the defense, you know, it's like one of those cycle years where the defense is like finally caught up with all the offensive trends, so they're just kind of squishing everything and the offense aren't really sure what to do. And then next year it will come back round. I think it just happens to be one of those cycles.
Well, I thought that until about 10 o'clock today and 740 points were scored in 3 games.
But quite a lot of them were special teams.
Why not?
Or defensive touchdowns. Like, there were quite a lot of special teams big plays today that weren't to do with the offense. They were to do with large returns on special teams touchdowns, or they were to do with defense scoring 2 touchdowns of the Seahawks. Like, what is happening? There's, like, been a lot of other touchdowns scored today as well.
I was talking to John earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring what happened in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide.
And he's of the opinion that this is one of the worst years of quarterback play ever.
And here's Mayer's quarterback.
I know.
So,
well, he's happy.
Yeah, I know. So, like, I'm just saying.
They're back as the number 2 seed.
Does he care? No.
They're back as the number 2 seed, so he's happy.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot to talk about tonight. We have the food poll. to talk about tonight. We got a little bit of news. We can just throw random news in there. The big news of the week we'll cover off. NFL post-game review, and then we will touch on college football and then anything else that we can find time to talk about. So the food poll this week, dun, 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 was what is your favourite Indian dish? So we had some good commentary coming in. Reese was not happy.
Oh, gosh.
No, his comment was, another poll, another fail.
Oh, Reese.
Spectacular feedback. I am disappointed.
What did he want in this?
Lamb saguala, that is all. And, of course, I didn't put saguala. I even looked on a menu and went, I must add saguala, and didn't. And about four people. And Stuart in the UK, Kansas City Chiefs fan, I wonder how he's feeling at the moment. Don't forget the cheese naan with the extra cheese. And how about a poll on favourite naan breads and starters?
Sure.
Yeah, we do that. We can do that. We can do that for guest pollsters. I said to Reese, I said, if you're disappointed in our polls, and we take feedback gracefully.
Mm-hmm. You take feedback real gracefully.
I take feedback really well. What poll do you want? And he was wanted the best cheese poll.
Like cheese type?
Yeah, like cheddar versus mozzarella versus mascarpone.
I feel like mozzarella and cheddar are two very different things.
I know, but like, and then you would use them in different things, right? Like still, like blue cheese.
Especially because like mozzarella is different types of mozzarella. Because there's the like American mozzarella you put on pizza, then there's the like actual mozzarella that's tasty.
Then there's the Parmesan, which you probably wouldn't have on a sandwich, but you would have.
You could have like Parmesan shavings on like a pear and someone grab a sandwich, would be quite nice.
So I'm trying to work my way through how the cheese poll is going to work.
Well, I think he should invent the cheese poll.
Well, I have asked him for some suggested cheeses, but they have not been forthcoming yet.
Are we going like deep on the cheese as well? Are we doing like Edel cheese? Are we doing like Westchester, Leicester?
Yeah, you'd go with like Mature and Colby and.
Or we're going like Dutch with like Gouda and stuff.
Yeah, you get Gouda and Edam and all of that sort of stuff.
There's lots of great cheeses in the world. What do you want, like different countries or? We could do like what country's cheese is the best.
What I love about our polls is they engage.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I was speaking to Corin and he was like, your polls are like weirdly engaging.
Because food is a very opinionated thing.
And we see it.
Yeah.
Oliver Smith, quite like a sag. Of course, I didn't add it, so of course he likes one. Emma was got to be prawns, whatever it
is. Did you have other this time or not?
Yeah.
What
of course it did.
Because
the 89 versions of Indian isn't enough for some people.
So other one or
not? We'll get to one in a minute, but other is up. I'm done with putting other in polls.
No,
because I believe now people are picking it just to wind me up.
They are, yeah. 100% other.
Anyway, Emma wants whatever it is with prawns and a keema naan bread. Farhan, another complainant. How about some real Indian food, not the British garbage on this list?
When you read the list earlier, I thought, wow, this is a very British list.
Well, that's because I'm very British.
Yeah, I know, I noticed.
Unashamedly.
I thought you were ashamedly British.
Not at all.
Because you haven't gone back to the country in a while.
No, I haven't gone back for a long time, but that's not because of shame. We'll move on. Jeff!
Are you allowed in England?
No.
You're not allowed in England?
I've got no more passport anymore. It's been taken off. And apparently there'll be people waiting for me when I get there.
Okay, so that's why we're never going to England.
With gloves.
Can we go to Scotland at least?
I think you need the same passport.
I don't actually know.
I have actually got a British passport. It's all good.
We'll
only be held for a week.
The British Isles?
That's right.
Is that what it says in the passport?
We'll go to Ireland.
That'll not Northern Ireland.
No, Northern Ireland's part of the
British
UK.
Isles. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's so I can't go Northern
there.
Ireland.
Can't go there.
No,
certain
Belfast,
parts of Northern Ireland wouldn't welcome my type.
Londonderry, Belfast.
Yeah.
Say no.
Go those.
Say no to Derry.
Jeff, Chicken Dansack from Brick Lane, which is a very famous, I don't know if you're aware of Brick Lane, very famous Indian food part of London. Just remember to put the toilet roll in the fridge before you get home. Obviously, hot.
Yep, I would.
Mark Wood from Leeds. Former colleague of mine. He's a big Bears fan.
Bears, bear down.
He did. He sent me a note the other day when I invited him to follow the page. Just went, bear down, doily. He likes a lamb address.
Did you tell him you chose the Bears for Coach of the Year?
I haven't broke that news to him yet. Analia, Indian food is so good no matter what, you can never get enough. And I applaud that opinion.
Did she choose other?
If she did, she's never coming home again anyway. Who did pick over? If she did, then she's no child of mine. No, she's fine. No.
She didn't pick over?
No.
Okay.
God knows what she did pick. As far as the voting went, biryani got 4%, korma 6%, tikka masala or masala got 11, madras got 6, vindaloo 13, jalfrezi 6.
Macney. Okay, I don't know why you're staring at me. I was like, you're about to say other? Like,
Macney or whatever. I called it Macani, you called it Macney or whatever you called it. What did you call it?
Macney.
I don't know. Not a chef. I'm not Indian.
I'm not a chef.
3%. That was you. And
I
voted for you.
Oh,
Rogan Josh, 1%. Then we had a tie.
Yes.
I mean, this is as British as it gets, right? Butter chicken.
Mm.
I mean, what is that?
Well, it's butter chicken.
Oh, no, but it's weak.
Butter chicken is actually Indian food, though.
Oh, no, but it's weak. Where's the spice?
You can get hot if you want.
I'm the vindaloo guy.
Because there's, like, butter chicken, and there's the neon butter chicken that's, like, not even really butter chicken.
I set up 4 fake accounts on Facebook just to vote them all for vindaloo. And other and butter chicken both got 25%.
So other did win. Other! What curry would you like?
If you could see me now,
other.
I'm just hitting my head off the microphone because I'm just like, I'm done with the whole other brigade.
But you know,
done
that
with
could be
them.
So fun to order an other curry because what the hell are you going to get?
I actually...
Like, I will have other.
This will tell you what sort of child I was. I went to a swimming baths once with some friends.
Baths? Wow, we are
swimming
British
baths.
Today.
I am. Went to the swimming baths. Mm-hmm. To the swimming pools with the slides and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and had some food and it said something on the menu, like of what you could get.
Other.
And I actually went up and I was like, oh, could I try one of those various pies, please?
Oh, wow.
And they were like, no, that's just saying that we have various pies. I said, I know you have them. That's why I want one.
Oh,
and she just didn't get it, no.
She didn't get it.
And you wonder now how I ended up in comedy, right?
I know, with your various pies.
That's right,
and
various
pies. Other curries.
I'm actually this week, I'm not going to put another option.
Well, you should put various. It's
no,
the other.
Just various.
Just put various.
Various.
It's the other.
I'm not putting other again. I feel I'm being targeted now.
Just other. I think you need to explain yourself if you say other.
Other? I mean, how many more do you want? I get that I didn't put Saguar and 2 or 3 people commented. I get it.
But
wasn't there enough?
Well, sorry, if we're doing cheese, you have to put an other because there's like 50,000 types of cheese. Okay.
No.
I don't even know how you...
If you've got to put other, just don't vote. Just go and do something else. For this
Darren
week.
Darren doesn't want your engagement.
For this week, just come back next week. Just stop voting.
Darren doesn't want your engagement.
Also, when I was on the phone to John last week,
mm-hmm.
I heard his car door go. Stop roll-tiding me. I heard his car door
John
go, and that
you.
Meant that I knew one thing had happened, and that meant that his wife had got in the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that Cheryl, or should I call? Like, what did I call? I can't remember what I called her now. But she's just like the pole destroyer, because she just tried to, like...
Oh, the ice
burst our poles last
ice cream,
week.
Yeah.
So I've challenged Cheryl to come up with a poll as well. And now I've called her out on radio. She's got to come up with a poll, right?
Yes.
People are expecting.
Because we've already done favourite ice cream flavours, haven't we? So she can't do
that. Yeah, I think we did do favourite ice cream flavours. Yeah.
Ice cream toppings.
I picked rum and raisin or some other old man ice cream like that.
Rum and raisin.
Oh, I'm so... You know, if I even did a bread one, someone would find a way to go, oh, is it
we
hot?
Did do a bread
is
one
it? No, but like
ago.
A bread, like, you know, Indian naan bread.
Oh, naan bread, yeah.
Oh, is it wholemeal or is it white or is it like...
it's a great
it doesn't say...
Naan.
Doesn't say wholemeal roti, so I'm going to pick over...
Roti. Sorry, various pies. You various things. You know, I just think you should just put a various category from now
on. I'm putting a nothing category. If people can't pick anything, I mean, how many choices do people want?
A lot. That's why we have streaming services.
If I was to ask people to go, what is your favourite NFL team? And I put all 32 and put other, someone would still pick other. Even though there's only 32.
No, I reckon someone would pick other and then put like New Zealand or something.
No. Oh.
That's what would happen though, is I think.
These are the people we don't need.
No, we do need our fans, Darren.
Yeah, but they're not fans if they go picking other all the time.
Well, they're fans who listen because they know how much it annoys you.
They are renegades trying to break the show, is what I call them.
Is what you loved, renegades.
I did. Loser of the week. I've got one story.
Is it the very sad story?
No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
No, that is sad. And yes. I know which one you mean.
Yes.
Should Jaden Daniels have still been in the game when he broke his arm?
Look, it's hindsight bias. Like, if you just finished the game and nothing happened to him, then you wouldn't be talking about it. It's just one of those things, isn't it? It's one of those very unlucky things. And he theoretically could come back because he's not been put on injured reserve. But I don't think he should because I think the Commanders will be well done for the year by the time he's done.
I think they're over.
Yeah.
They are the most regressed team from last year, I reckon.
The Texans' second year gives them a run for the money. Second year of Stroud. That was a pretty bad regression.
This season, I reckon the Commanders are the worst, the most regressed
team.
Could you imagine if you're Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
And you come back with that injury, which was bad, in a cast, and then you get hit by TJ Watt or someone like that.
Oh, yeah, because he's already quite a...
It doesn't matter if it's not his throwing arm. He is. Do you think he's RG3, number two?
Not RG3, number two.
RG3 with a two in brackets. Because he's very injury prone.
Well, there's actually been a few LSU quarterbacks that are injury prone. Because Joe Burrow is not exactly a stellar example of injury.
That's because he plays for a trash coach that doesn't know how to build a offensive line.
Both of them have bad offensive lines, though. Like, both have not protected either great asset, LSU.
Probably two of the best quarterbacks to come out of college in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's so hard because you always play not to embarrass yourself. And I know there's a point of which you go, well, actually.
Yeah.
If you're behind, I understand teams that are ahead, dropping players and putting them on the bench, but if you're behind, I mean, it was, what, 35-7 or something when he got injured.
Yeah. Also, it's not like you actually have a backup that you need to see, because you know who Marcus Mariota is. He doesn't need playing time. It wasn't one of those things where you're like, oh, well, just get him in and get him some development time. There's not that happening, so, yeah. It kind of is what it is, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's a shame. I mean, they're definitely not going to the playoffs.
No, it'd be very...
I am going to declare this week they're done.
They're done.
After today as well, they were just like...
Oh, terrible, yeah. It was not great.
Should we move on to some NFL? Have you got the wheel?
Have I got the wheel?
Have you got the wheel?
The wheel?
Four teams on bye. The Chiefs, the Titans, the Bengals. Maybe if the Bengals were playing, we would have beaten that record. Because there's always about 107 points in all there. And the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why we didn't break the record today, because the Bengals and Cowboys would have conceded 50 each, so...
I know, and then they would have got that many as well.
That's right. Very confusing. There's our... Yes, we'll come back and try next week. Right, spin the wheel.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to guess?
Actually, I don't know.
If you're looking like that, it can be only one of two games.
Sure.
It's either the Thursday night horror show or the other horror show that happened today.
We've already talked about one of them, but this one, it was quite boring.
Go on.
Seahawks versus Cardinals.
Oh, I've come quite down with that game.
You were down with it?
Well, it was all over after about 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The Seahawks are the deal.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I saw them in the power rankings, someone's power rankings last week, someone who I actually like.
Was it me? I didn't have them as number one.
No. I do like you, but like it wasn't you. It was Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
He's got them as then his number one team in the NFL at the moment. I think that's a stretch.
They did. I do like their trade, though. They traded for, oh, gosh.
The receiver, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the Saints.
Yeah.
Rashid Shaheed,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was a really good pickup. Well, it didn't really do much today, but it was a really good pickup because it really stretches and brings out, like, now Cooper Kupp can be underneath getting those, like, little short routes that he used to get with the Rams. You've got JSN is now completely, you have to account for Rashid Shaheed's speed. So I liked that trade.
There's a couple of weird things that happened in this game.
Yes, the two touchdowns by DeMarcus Lawrence. It was strange. You're like, oh, is this the... No, oh, wait, it's a different end zone? He did it twice?
I know. Sam Darnold only threw 12 times all
game.
Yeah,
no, it was not a good... It was not a good game by the passing, but the rushing offense, which was a bit worrying for the Seahawks, has looked like it may have turned the page and is looking good now.
So, Darnold threw 12 times, Brissett threw 44.
Yeah,
times.
I don't know why you do that.
Smithing Jigba's 100-yard game run is ended.
I know, by
93
yards.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's 6 yards.
But well, the question I want to ask, what is going on with Kyler Murray?
I think he's done for the Cardinals.
It's over.
Yeah, do you know what? I said that at the beginning of the season. I feel so happy about myself, but I also feel sad for Kyler Murray. I have an interesting question, which I've seen float around this week a bit. Do you think Kyler Murray should move to baseball?
Well... That was his first, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But apparently the problem is bigger than just not his physicality. The problem, what I'm hearing, is he plays video games all the time, doesn't study film.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Do you know the only quarterback who's been able to get away with that was Michael Vick, because he was just... He was in a different time where people weren't used to seeing all the scrambling and stuff, but now it's meh. But yeah, Kyler Murray to baseball... Might be a better fit.
Yeah. There's not... When I looked at the stats of this game, it's ridiculous. Like,
They're
so close. No, but the stats, the actual stats of the game.
Oh, yeah, no, but like the actual game was...
Because it's
because the Seattle offense was not good today. The run game was good, but the rest of it wasn't. So the stats kind of lie, but it was complete domination by the Seahawks special and defensive teams.
But I looked at it, it was like 372 to 335 total yards, 22 first downs to 21 first downs, 6 third downs against 6 third downs.
Really, the only good thing about the Cardinals today was their tight end.
Yeah.
Who is very good, and it's a shame he is on their team.
But 38-7 at halftime.
Yeah, no.
Cardinals are done as well, by the way. They're finished. They're not going to the playoffs.
No.
Seahawks are probably... No, go back, Darren. You picked the Rams.
Rams.
Ram down.
No, this is Rams house.
Rams house.
That's what they say. Because the Chargers have no fans. sorry, Chargers. I'm sure you have fans.
They don't have their own house. They're lodging.
I know, because it is strange, because they say this is Ram's house, I think, to kind of counteract it. Oh, no, don't.
Do it.
It did it. Good.
Gone.
Good. One of the better games of the day.
Ah.
And also, John will be pleased.
Oh, it's not them.
Let's go, Pats. Pats versus Bucks.
It's good that John's the only person that listens to this show. So, your Bucks...
Yep.
Your Bucks.
My Bucks.
Were favoured by 2.5 points.
No, it was sad.
Patriots have been 4-13 in the last two seasons. And they are now 8-2. So they've won as many games this season.
That's what good coaching does.
In two teams combined. How do you feel about that, Titans?
Yep.
See, yep. First person that should be sacked today is the GM that got rid of Mike Vrabel out of the Titans.
Ron Carthen, but he's already moved on,
hasn't he?
They've already moved on from him, haven't they?
Person who owns it should sell it, just for that decision alone.
Well, that's been a very contentious ownership.
Yes.
Amy.
Did you see Henderson today?
Yeah, I know.
How fast is he?
I know, it was insane.
Just like...
Whoop. I've been waiting for him to finally have a breakout, but he's behind, like, Ramondre Stevenson and a few other ones, and he had a bit of a fumbling problem. So, yeah, fantastic for him. big final dagger run. And did you see him, like, look back at the sideline being like, do you want me to go down?
Do you want me to go down? That was insane.
And then it was just like, no, you don't want me to go down?
Okay, I'll go in.
Touchdown. Like, it was
that
funny.
That was mad.
It was so
he was,
funny.
Like, running, going,
do you want, like, there's no one here, I don't, am I still playing football? Like, what's happened? Has the game ended?
There's been a lot of that sort of sitting down at the 1 yard line stuff lately, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, that's the
become
best
a real
way to, like, solidify a win.
Yeah, but it's kind of become, like, a hell of a lot of big thing in the last month. Do you see Diggs's toe tap?
Yeah.
That was insane.
Did you see that, that massive hit he took on the...
Yeah.
Oh,
have that.
On the onside kick.
Yeah.
It was brutal. Like, and he was airborne. Like, it must have hurt so much when he got smushed. I was like, oh, God.
Drake May didn't really do anything spectacular. Didn't need to.
The deep ball to Hollins, though, was beautiful. Yeah. That was a beautiful pass. I did really enjoy Gonzalez versus Ibuka. That was a fun matchup today. It was like a proper, you know, like, amazing cornerback and amazing wide receiver. Like, it was good. It was fun to watch.
Patriots were solid, and my bet.
Pat's really showing they're for real.
That fourth and goal conversion, bang on halftime, that put them in front at the break. That was big.
Pat's really, yeah.
Yeah, they are the real deal. And here's a take.
What?
And did I say this to John today?
I don't know.
When I look at the schedule of the teams that are at top of the AFC,
Colts,
I made a brave prediction that I think the Patriots could be the number one seed in the AFC.
Dun, dun, dun. It's like a bit of a weird one, the AFC at the moment, because there's like a few teams that are like very far ahead, and then there's the division winners of the other ones that are kind of going, I don't know if I'll be here in the end, and then there's everyone else.
Before the games today, apparently between the first seed and the ninth seed, and I didn't check this out, in the NFC there was one game separating them all.
NFC's a lot more.
But that just got a whole lot juicier today.
But yeah.
What have you got next?
What have I got next?
I really hope it picks the two worst games today.
Well, I hope you would like to say Guten Tag to our German friends.
Oh, what a... This was probably... close to being game of the day. Colts, 5.5-point favourites and won by 6.
Daniel Jones, not that great of a game.
Again?
Yeah, it was, Jonathan Taylor really, really pulled through for the Colts.
Well, I wrote here, if it wasn't for Jonathan Taylor, the Colts would have lost that game.
100%.
Do
you reckon Jonathan Taylor could win MVP?
Yeah, got to.
Because there's been no quarterback that's really, like, pulled through as the obvious MVP candidate.
No. 519 yards of total offense compared to 29. Daniel Jones was error-prone again, and they are not going to keep getting away with that.
No. If it's going back to old Daniel Jones, sorry, Colts.
Their six turnovers in one game last week was the most since 2007.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got Sauce Gardner now, and...
the Falcons' defense.
What is happening to them?
Falcons' defense, they had seven sacks.
I know, but like...
And two turnovers.
They gave up 519 yards.
I know, but they really, like... From last year, where they had arguably the worst pass rush in the NFL, to having like 6-7 sacks a game, it's a massive improvement, and does show that if you do gamble, you sometimes get win with the pass rushes they picked up this year.
I'm also declaring the Falcons as dead this season. Gone. That's their season finished. Raheem Morris will be fired.
The NFC South is so strange, though.
Oh, no,
like,
it's gone.
So
nah, it's gone. They are gone. They
also,
are not going to pull back.
Falcons,
from this.
If you hold Bijan to under 100 yards, you win the game.
Yeah.
Like, he is the one true thing. Although Drake London is a good wide receiver.
Did you see the controversy about him last week? Stood over that player, like, lording it when he was on the ground, really badly injured. That was not a good look.
No. I don't think people know what's happened, though, sometimes in those moments when they do those sorts of things.
The Falcons is straight out bad coaching.
Yeah.
Morris is gone the end of the year.
Okay.
Spin the wheel. See, what, didn't fire him, I just told him he was gone.
Oh, that's so much kinder.
Put him on delayed retirement.
Delayed retirement?
Come on, bad
guys. You're furloughing a bunch of people. Bears versus Giants.
This was trash.
You know, if Dart had stayed in the game, I think Giants would have won the game.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Did you see the hit?
It was, yeah.
Oof.
Savage.
Giants were 3.5-point favourites, which amazed me, given the Bears were 6-2 going into this.
Because the Bears have won a lot of strange games.
Caleb Williams was not that great today.
No, he wasn't. Dart was fantastic.
Dart was great. 17-7.
If you have a running quarterback against the Bears defense at the moment, go for gold. Like, it's terrible.
How are the Bears 6-1 in their last seven? Caleb Williams is so average.
I reckon Giants end of this year prioritise getting some skill players for Dart. Because you can't waste them.
Well, they had. I mean, the first thing that killed them was
Malik Nabers.
Well, that was one. Then Scatterboo.
Yeah.
Brian Dabo, he's gone as well.
Dabo.
He's gone. He's gone.
I like Dabo more.
Dabo.
CJ GJ?
If he was in Australia, that'd be Dabo. Yeah. Come on, Dabo.
CJ GJ. 2 sacks, 7 tackles.
I know.
Looking fantastic for the Bears of the pickup. Let's see how many weeks he lasts. Do you reckon he'll be gone by next week?
Yes.
Because he's been through like four teams now, hasn't he, this season? It's been, yeah, no. Yeah. But he delivered for them today. So.
No, I mean, Giants have now lost 11 straight away games.
The Giants,
Caleb
great
obviously
pass
rushed for the winning touchdown. Yeah. Swift was back.
The Giants, great pass rush.
Oh.
Where were they?
Nowhere.
They couldn't sack. When you needed a sack, when you needed a stop, they couldn't get it.
So we can declare the Giants are done. They're not going to the playoffs.
No, but they think they have found their quarterbacks.
And Russell Wilson. Oh.
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
A sad, sad state of affairs when he came in the team.
I mean, Dart rushed for two. I hope he's not out for a long time.
No. But I also hope he recovers properly.
Did we ever talk about that weird, I don't want to do it now, but that weird Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, little bit of, like, Twitter kind of
way. No, you never brought it up. I thought you might, but you didn't.
Yeah, we won't talk about it, but that was weird. Come on, let's get the Saints versus the Panthers.
Oh, no. I can't give you the biggest upset of the day, Dolphins versus Bills.
What was that?
I don't know.
I didn't get to watch a lot this morning.
Do you know it's been 1,000 days since the Dolphins beat the Bills? 1,000 days. And the Dolphins were like, yeah, nah, today's the day.
The Bills were 9.5-point favourites. The whole game stunk, right?
Oh, it's
Tua throws of interception, first drive of the game.
Oh, yeah, he had two very questionable interceptions.
I wasn't able to watch a lot. And then I was sat at physio, and I looked, and the Dolphins were 16-0 up.
Yeah, it was bonkers. The Bills just looked somehow lost, also flat, and just had so many mistakes on the day. And they just felt like they didn't want to be there. And they don't even really have the... You know how they used to have the excuse like, oh, it's so hot in September in Miami. It's November now. You can't say that. I don't know what happened.
But before this game, Josh Allen was 14-2 against Miami, averaging 3 touchdowns a game every game, which is the most by any player against any team since 1950.
And
today, they were garbage.
I also think the loss of Kincaid, not helpful for them. Because he is one of their leading offensive weapons.
Actually, man, just ran all over them.
Yep, he had over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns today, so good on you if you had him in fantasy.
What happened to James Cook? Where was he?
Yeah, no, they contained him for 53 yards.
Nothing.
The Dolphins' defense contained James Cook, made Allen extremely uncomfortable with 3 sacks and 3 turnovers on the day for the Dolphins.
Did you see that fumble he had? Whoa.
Yeah. There was a point where, like, he got caught from behind and kind of looked a bit confused as to how it happened as well.
Yeah, he did. He was like,
wait, what? Like, how did you get me?
Another 2 interceptions from Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Is he there at the Dolphins next year?
No.
Who's going to take that salary?
I don't know. When is his salary due?
I don't know.
Can you spread it out by giving him an extension?
Because haven't they just signed him?
No, but can you spread it further to give it by giving him another extension?
Yeah. He's not there. The Bills, I don't know who the Bills are. I don't know who they are.
Well, they're not winning the Super Bowl with that.
No, not with that. That was pathetic.
Their first round pick, though, the quarterback, with another interception, his second game, Houston.
Yeah.
So he looks like a relatively good pickup for them.
It's not...
What?
The things here is like how people slurp the Bills. Like, number one, they lost to the Dolphins.
Yes.
Number two, by 17 points.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, they conceded 30 to the Dolphins. And number four, you scored 13 on that team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened today.
Pathetic.
That's what happened today.
Oh, give us the wheel. Get
the
away
wheel,
from the
NFL
Bills.
Or college?
Oh, go NFL. I reckon we could do another couple of NFL. We're going to have a trash game. We need to talk about a trash game, and there was two absolutely trash games.
Every week
games.
We don't get the good games. This week we're finally getting
the
good
games. Yeah, I'm done with good games.
But
I don't want any more.
Hello, the wheel has delivered you Broncos versus Raiders.
Yes, the worst game on TV for
terrible.
5 years.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, the Denver Broncos offense is trash.
Yeah, I don't...
Trash.
No.
The offensive line is outstanding. It's the best offensive line. They've got the best offensive line and best defense in the NFL.
Why don't they run more then?
Do you reckon, can you see a world where Sean Payton sits Bo Nix and puts Jarrett Stidham?
Yes.
I think if they lose to the Chiefs, I reckon that happens post the bye week. But you know Sean Payton, he hates being wrong.
He hates being wrong, but he also likes to be kind of shocking, and he knows best type thing, if that makes sense.
Did you see the Bo Nix has been rechristened Boo Nix? Because he got booed so much during the game. Boo Nix is his new name
it's
now.
It's like my blowhogs blow. They couldn't do that this week, though, because they didn't play, so thank God.
No. Brock Bowers, one catch all game. What are the Raiders doing?
I don't know, but do you know there was 150 yards of combined penalty yardage in the... it was so bad. It was so bad. And then Genty, like, he was meant to be the saviour for the Raiders, and he didn't really get anywhere either on the ground. I don't quite know.
He had one big run, and that was it.
Like,
I mean, that Denver defence is for real.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
But
9.5 points. When it said the Broncos are 9.5 point favourites, when I watched that game, I was like, were they just favourites to score 9.5 points? Because
yes.
they got it.
Yeah.
They got it.
Raiders could have won the game.
Oh,
like, that's the other
what
thing. The Raiders could have won the game so many times and they didn't. If I was the Raiders D, I would be so messed up in my offense. Like,
well, if you're the Denver D, you would be so fed up as well.
The Raiders defense tried so hard to win them the game, like so hard. And you get that?
This is the team who had less first downs than the Jets and won a game.
Yeah.
Both teams only had 10 first downs, and that's only happened for the second time since 1950. The teams have had more penalties than first downs.
Did you see one person was literally fired? Special teams coordinator for the Raiders was fired after the game. Yeah. So someone was actually fired.
Denver have won 7 straight and trailed in every one of those games. So the best thing to do is don't trail to the Broncos and kick expired time field goals, which is what the Colts and the Chargers did, because those are the only two ways they can lose. Another 6 sacks for the Denver Broncos D now puts them at 4th most through 10 games, and they are still on target to beat the 72. They're currently on target for 78. So, sack watch.
Because they're not playing any good offensive lines. And that's how you get it.
No, I that kind of everyone. Oh, look who Denver have beat. Yeah.
No, it's not look who they beat. I mean, they can definitely get that record because if you look at their upcoming schedule, the offensive lines are trash. So, like, have a feast.
Could you wait to see what's going to happen? Well, they've got to play the Raiders again. God, could you imagine? No one's televising that. They've got to play the Chiefs twice. They've got to play the Chargers. They've got to play
Chargers,
the Packers, the Commanders.
Yeah, like, all of these lines are. I have a lot of injuries which just weren't good to begin with. So, yeah, have a feast, Denver. Go get the record.
That Steeler, the one thing I didn't talk about, Steelers Chargers, yeah. What a whiner Justin Herbert is. What a whiner. He's just such a Patrick Mahomes. Every time he got touched, he was like, pointing, like, asking for flat. He was such a whiner.
Such a whole thing where they
I'm like, you're 6'8", mate. Get on with it. Stop whining. Justin Herbert, what a princess.
He does have princess hair. He is very princely hair. He actually looks like a Disney prince.
He is.
Like, he looks like Eric from Ariel.
Yeah, from Frozen. Yeah.
No, not Frozen, from Ariel.
Ariel.
You know Eric, Prince Eric. The prince from Ariel.
Ariel? What's Ariel?
Are you genuinely being for real?
Yeah.
Ariel, the, like, Little Mermaid?
Ariel? Oh, that. Oh, Ariel. Well, if you said the Little Mermaid.
She's called Ariel.
I thought it was called Ariel.
Yes.
The film's a Little Mermaid.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if you just said the Little Mermaid.
You have children there, and you mustn't watch that.
And you know the last time I watched The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
About 2000 and...
Wait, what was the Disney film you got forced to watch over and over by your children? What was it?
I know when Kira went in for an operation once to have her tonsils removed, and she then watched The Croods for 24 hours a day for 3 days.
Oh, my Lord.
And she still watches it all the time and loves that film. Kill Circle or whatever it is,
there's
I don't know. There's been so many. Frozen, probably.
Maybe watch Peter Pan. I made her watch Peter Pan.
Oh, what a bad one. Go on, give us one more. One more NFL. The wheel's got to deliver. Come on, wheel.
Okay, sorry, I was on college once.
Deliver the trash NFL. Emma will be so sad if it doesn't land on that game.
So, today, we have to talk about, for a fifth week in a row, the Panthers.
Is it really?
Yes, it is really the Panthers. This is the Saints.
Right, let's do it. I'm going to tell you something now.
Sure.
Bryce Young is trash.
Again, okay. So, last week, you see Tiffy swinging moves with Bryce Young, though.
Nah, he's trash. Mm-hmm. Last week, he threw for, like, 130 yards. Today, how, when you're trailing... And you're playing the Saints. Do you only throw 125 yards for an entire game?
I don't know, but this Panthers defense also made Tyler Shook look amazing.
I know, Tyler Shook looked just fantastic. He looked like Drake May today.
I know. So I don't know what happened to the Panthers defense either.
The Panthers, with Bryce Young, they were favored for the first time ever in a game this season.
Yeah, I know.
They were like... The over-under was 39, and they couldn't even get to 30. I mean, it was just...
This did have massive consequences, though, for the NFC South standings, in terms of the Panthers have now lost to the Saints, which is really weird, because the Saints were very far down, so you've got this whole thing going on.
Yeah.
So it's going to really, like, come to bite them later in the year.
I think you've got to ask questions about Dave Canales.
I thought people already were asking questions about Dave Canales.
If you've got all he's doing with Bryce Young, like threw for something like 17 or 25 or something, which is 70%. But 125, what are you scheming?
I don't know.
Rico Dowdle only ran for about 60 or something like that.
Yeah, they really bottled him up.
Oh. And then Tyler Shook, 19 of 27, 282, two touchdowns. Chris Olave, that one-handed catch.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I like that he's back, because he's had a bit of a rough going in his career.
Three things killed this game. At 10-7, the Panthers are inside the Saints 20.
Yep.
Bryce Young does the worst handoff to a running back ever. Fumbles recovered by the Saints.
Oh, it was the wide receiver, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Horn, Jason
Horn.
Jimmy Horn,
yeah.
No. That was on the jet sweep.
Then
weird.
Young gets intercepted. Then they have a block field goal. I mean, how trash can you be? I mean, you're at home, Bryce Young's 4-0, and you produce that against that team?
Yep. I don't really know how to view the Panthers now.
Well, I do. They're trash.
Because, like, you beat the Packers last week, which was just strange, and now you've lost to the Saints.
Do you know that is the biggest upset the Green Bay Packers have ever had since 1970?
Yeah. So, what?
That was just a miserable performance. It was just, how can you score 7 against the Saints? 7.
It's because they bottled up the run game. If you want to stop the Panthers' offense, you stop their run game and then good luck.
Tedrell McMillan is so good.
Yeah.
But Canales is scheming dink-dunk garbage 5-yard passes.
Well, can Bryce Young throw it far? I don't actually know. Can he throw it deep?
The Panthers had one play that went over 15 yards today. One.
Bryce Young's not the quarterback, though, for Tedrell McMillan.
He's got to go. They've got to make a decision this year whether they're paying him or not. Are they paying him?
No. I don't know why you
But
would.
The problem is they're going to be picking at, like, 14 or... So who are they going to get 14?
Who are the quarterbacks coming out, though, that you want? There's, like, in college, there's not many quarterbacks coming out that you're like, oh, this is just a must-have.
Oh, no, you'd be like, go and get Diego Pavia. Go and get him.
So, do you know what's terrible, though? Is they probably will, because that feels like they would completely match the owner of the Panthers.
Yeah.
Like, David Tepper would just froth with
Pavia. Yeah.
And then you're going to have Pavia for the... Oh, poor Panthers fans. Oh, I'm so sorry, Panthers.
Julian Sain is the best quarterback in college, but...
I know, but then not...
He's for my Ohio State, and Ohio State quarterbacks don't work.
It could be for the Browns, though, probably. Yeah. Number one overall picks of our team.
Let's go! Yeah, let's do it. It was a weird week of college.
It really was.
Thank God we haven't got to talk about LSU again.
We didn't talk about them, though.
We did.
And they're still on the
wheel. Enough chat.
Do you know what's really fun, though?
Go on.
It is LSU versus Alabama. They just come up on the wheel.
It's trash. It was a trash game. Trash. Alabama aren't as good as everyone thinks they are. Trash.
That's all you want to say.
That's all I got to say about it.
So are you going to have any analysis on Alabama, or just not?
They were average. Simpson was terrible to start off with. And then he came well when LSU just decided they weren't interested anymore. Neither team could rush the ball at all. No. I think, but both got under 70 yards or something.
Yeah, it did not go
LSU, well. LSU, 10 penalties, 2 lost fumbles, missed field goal. In a close game like that, you just can't. I think Nussmeier's done. I don't think he plays again. Alabama are going to end up in the top 4. They're going to get a bye. They're it's not going to win the national championship.
That's it. That's what you want to say on this?
I hate this game.
And we have who I really hope we're going to win, the Hawkeyes, but they didn't. They're in Oregon.
Yes, that was a real interesting game because it finished by 2 points or something, didn't it?
18-16.
And then the first possession, didn't they concede a safety?
Yep.
And there's your 2 points.
2 fumbles and 2 sacks by the Ducks D also helps you win the game. It was really that. It was the turnovers. And a rainy day up in Orange Lake, no.
But how many times do teams go into the lead with 2 minutes to go? Like the Bears game today and... oh, dear. Yeah, time expired, field goal won it. Neither team was great in the air. Washington.
I reckon the weather, though, not a good conditions.
Oregon rushed for 261 yards. I mean, that's the game you got to have when you're playing in the rain.
Yeah, you got to run the ball.
Yeah. It's a good game. Tight, defensive. Time expired, field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Red Raiders.
Oh, you're using everybody's name now to throw me off, aren't you?
Texas Tech. Yes. Texas BYU.
Cougars. That was totally unexpected.
Was it?
Everyone thought it was going to be a closer game. Did you see who was in the house?
Mahomes.
He's always in the house.
Is Texas Tech the best team in the Big 12 now?
You got to take them serious, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%. And they're really high in the rankings as well.
They were another one who converted a fourth. They didn't convert a fourth and goal just before halftime. Otherwise, that would have been over at halftime. Cameron Dickey, 121 yards. BYU could get nothing going at all.
No.
3 turnovers in the second half. 3 of 14 on third down. It's like,
Texas Tech should have scored more points in the game.
Yeah, that's what I wrote here.
They just didn't.
4th and goal, not converted before halftime. Otherwise, this game would have been way over.
Oh, it was kind of over at halftime already, though.
Yeah. Texas Tech played well.
Yeah, they came to deliver.
Okay. Not much you can say. Yeah, let's give it a spin. There's one team I hope we do get to talk about.
Well, I hope it's the Battle of the Bulldogs. Battle of the Bulldogs? Not Georgia versus Mississippi State. They are both Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs, yeah.
Battle of the Bulldogs.
It was a bit of a no contest, wasn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, it was complete no contest.
Yeah.
I do
Georgia
like the Cowboys,
just
though.
Gunnar Stockholm played well.
Yeah.
Kamario Taylor for Mississippi, 6 of 10 for 87 yards. But he came on after Blake Shapen.
Yeah.
That was a vicious hit.
Yeah.
Oof. I'll be amazed if he's back this week. He was 10 of 15 for 86. And then Kamario Taylor had to come in. It was like, that was a tough game to have to do that. But Georgia just stomped all over them.
It
was never close.
Frazier had 181 yards.
I know. That game was never close.
No, there was no real contest as to who the best Bulldog was.
No.
So, yeah.
Got time for a couple more?
Yep. Spinning. Seminoles.
Oh.
Versus the Tigers.
Which
another
Tigers?
Tiger team. So many Tiger
That's
teams.
That's right. How many Tigers do you want?
I know. They're either, if they're not a Tiger, they're a Bulldog. It's really what is in college football.
Go on. Off you go. You can go first.
Clemson actually won a game.
Oh, no. Isn't it amazing?
What happened to the Seminoles, really? Like, genuinely.
Terrible.
Also, Deuce Robinson for the Seminoles, amazing looking receiver. He is going to be drafted high. Like,
yes.
He is really the only good part of the Seminoles offense. And that's about it. Yeah, yeah. You can't have your lead rusher on the day be a quarterback again.
Did you see that 4th-and-2 Florida ad? And then the quarterback hits the guy in stride. And he just completely dropped it. It was the most regulation catch. Clemson just did not look great.
Oh, no, Clemson, but they won the game. But
I mean, they were 18-0 up half time. They got 20 out of the 30 minutes possession at half time. And then Kate Klubnik was like, oh, is this the Kate Klubnik? And then second half.
Nah. And they're really two teams that had a meaningless game.
Yeah.
Like, they, yeah. Not
there was three field goals in the second half. Like, what a load of rubbish. Yeah. Terrible third down. Both teams were 9 of 30.
Yeah.
On third down. It's like, oh. Dabo Sweeney, is he there? Is he not? I think he probably is for one more year.
I think they would have fired him if they were going to fire him.
I think he's got two national championships. I don't see anything that's keeping him there at the minute. Come on, give me the game I want. The wheels did it first time. He's going to give it to me.
I don't know if you wanted the insane blowout between Ohio State and Purdue.
Yeah, that was rubbish. There's nothing to say about that game, is there? I mean, that was totally expected.
Oh, yeah, no.
Ohio State's problem here is when they actually have to go and play a real game.
So I don't understand. Why is the Boilermakers even on their schedule? Like, why are you playing Purdue?
I know.
How did this happen?
They've got one game. They've got the game they always lose to play.
Yeah.
Because they always lose to Michigan. Ryan Day never beats Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
There's just him. 473 versus 186 shots.
40 minutes to 19 minutes of possession. 76 plays to 44 play. Why are you playing
30
Purdue?
30 first downs, 40 minutes of possession, 9
why
of 11.
Why are you playing Purdue? I don't understand how this happened.
Like, Purdue couldn't even get 100 yards in the air, on the ground, anywhere. Julian Sain again. But how good is Julian Sain? 27 to 33, 303.
I know, but he's the Heisman with Indiana.
But he's still. Yeah. Oh, but. Yeah, Fernando.
Mendoza.
Heisman. Dyson,
whatever.
I think, yeah, your Heisman people at the moment is.
Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
The running back out
Diego,
of Notre Dame.
Diego, what's his face?
Favia. The running back out of Notre Dame.
Julian Sain.
Who's, Jeremiah, isn't it? Running back out of Notre Dame.
And then who's the quarterback for Texas A&M? He's got to be in there as well. Marcel Reed.
Mm.
Yeah. So, at the moment, you know, I think Texas A&M are the best team in college football.
You do?
Yeah.
The Aggies. But do you think they'll do anything in the playoffs? Because you said to me that they don't do anything in the playoffs.
They don't generally do anything in the playoffs, but they are playing. Marcel Reed, I think, while he's in Heisman chat, I'm not really sure he's great.
Their running game is fantastic, though.
God, did you see the quarterback for Mizzou? 7 of 22 for 79 yards, minus 15 running.
That's the starter, though, because their real starter's been
that's right.
Game, yeah.
So there it is. That's another week.
I know, another week.
It's gone.
Week 10, week 11 in the books. We're on to week 11 and week 12.
Well, we're going to find out who's real and who's not real in the AFC West this week when the Denver Broncos play the Kansas City Chiefs. If the Chiefs lose that, they drop 4 games behind the Broncos. So, it's going to be interesting.
It is.
It is. So that is us for another week. Don't forget to get on the socials, follow us, subscribe, comment. We'll have food polls and everything coming. But that's it for us. I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm JT.
And we look forward to seeing you next Monday night, 6:30 on Planet FM 104.6.
our diversity. On